With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ko te reo kia tika, ko te reo kia rere, ko te reo kia Māori. Nau mai hoki mai te iwi, ki tēnei punua pāho ki Everyday Māori. Ko Hemi Kelly tōku ingoa.
Ko Apero Woodfine tōku ingoa.
Ko Māo tēnei e mihi atu nei kia koutou katoa. Nau mai hoki mai, kia ako tātou.
Kia ora.
Hea te kaupapa, ako, o te rā, e hoa?
Today's kaupapa is looking at the words taihoa and tatari. Tatari and taihoa. Similar words, but different.
Similar, but different. Let's talk about those similarities and differences. E hoa, kia te tiro tāua.
Ka pai.
Me tīmata i whea.
I te tatari.
I te tatari. Ka pai, me tīmata i te tatari. Heaha tēnei kupu te tatari. Hea te momo kupu.
He tūmahi.
Ai, kai te tika, he tūmahi. It is a verb. Kai te tika. Ka pai, ka pai. No reira. Hea te tahi rerenga. Tauira. What's an example sentence?
Kei te tatari au i te kai.
Kei te tatari au i te kai. Kei te tatari au i te kai. I'm waiting for food. Māwai e hari mai te kai.
Māia.
Mana.
Oh!
Ai.
Ouch.
Ma ia equals mana.
Mana.
Ko wai ia. Kaore te kai e tainoa ki a koe. Me puta koe ki te tiki kai. Just one little thing to note here. Whenever we use the word tatari, it's short and sharp. Tatari. Which is different from tatari. Tatari is to sift something or to analyze it or to kind of, yeah, go through it and pick out the good stuff or the bad stuff. Tatari.
But tatari just means to wait, essentially, right?
Just means to wait. Ai, kei te tatari au i a koe.
Aroha mai o hoa. Kia te reo.
Kei whea koe, kei te tatari au i a koe. You know, I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting because of you. I'm waiting for you. Ne? Kei te tatari au i a koe. Kōrero anō. Let's wait.
Me tatari tāua.
Me tatari tāua. Me tatari tāua i konei. Now let's wait here. We should wait here. I'll wait until you get here. I don't want to go by myself.
Ka tatari au i konei kia tai mai koe.
Koia. Ka tatari au i konei kia tai mai koe. So, there we can see how we use tatari. We're waiting. Someone's waiting. Because it's a kupu mahi, we can also turn it into a kupu hangu. Ne? So we've got our verb, which we can turn into a passive verb. So the passive of tatari is, do you know, without looking?
Oh, tataringia. Tataringia.
Tatarihia.
Tataritia.
It's like, I'm going to call it this an irregular hangu.
Okay.
Because we've got like the regular hangu where we just add on the fiore to the kupu. But then we've got those irregular ones that just change form a little bit. So like titiro becomes tirohia, tiki becomes tikina, and tatari becomes taria.
Taria.
Taria. So we want to say something like, who is being waited on? So say maybe we're here. We're waiting around for someone to arrive before we take off. So we're like waiting on that person. We're waiting on that person. And who's been waited on? Ko wai, you could say, ko wai e tāria ana. Ko wai e tāria ana.
Ko wai e tāria ana.
So who is it that's being waited on?
Mm. ko ai e tāria ana.
E tāria ana.
Cool, okay.
Rather than ko ai e tatari ana.
Mm. Who is waiting?
Who is waiting? Ko ai e tāria ana.
Mm. Who is being waited on?
Who is being waited on?
Who is the object of somebody else's waiting? One way to look at it, I don't know.
There's a reminder of that hangu is this phrase, which is tāria te wā.
Tāria te wā.
Tāria te wā, which literally means wait. Tāria te wā, wait on time. So, but you're telling someone to wait on or hold on, just wait for time to pass. Tāria te wā, time will tell. It could be something similar to that. Tāria te wā, time will tell. It will all happen in time.
Mm.
Yeah, those sorts of phrases. Tāria te wā is what we often hear, what we often say. If someone's anticipating something or kind of getting anxious about something or maybe planning for something, hey, tāria te wā.
Mm.
Tāria te wā, it'll happen in time. Time will tell. It will all, you know, come together with time. Tāria te wā.
Tāria te wā.
I think the main thing when we look at these two kupu is tatari is a kupu mahi. We can see that. And taihoa is an interjection. And we're going to get into that shortly. So when we tell someone to hold up, we want to be using the interjection.
Taihoa.
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 Saying tatari doesn't quite make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't quite make sense. Tatari.
You can't use the hangu form as a command.
Hey, apera.
Tāria.
Tāria.
Okay.
You can use that. It's not often heard or used.
Mm.
You don't often hear people saying tāria. Taihoa is far more common.
Mm.
I double checked this before we did this akoranga just to, you know, make sure. And there you have it, in Te Weremu, the oldest dictionary, it says tāria is one way to say wait or hold on. So we can say tāria if we want someone to hold up or wait. You could say something like tāria e haere, tāria e haere.
Mm.
Don't go or wait until, you know, wait a moment before going.
Tāria e kai.
Tāria e kai. And so the most common way to say those things is taihoa e kai,
mm.
taihoa e haere. But here we have another way.
Options.
Options. Kia titiro ki te kupu taihoa.
Kapai.
I remember this kupu from, I have like early memories of this kupu, taihoa.
Yeah.
But I remember my father, who's Pākehā, saying this kupu more. And he would say, taiho, taiho. And it was often to tell the horse to stop. We grew up on a farm and dad would be riding or would be riding. And to tell the horse to stop, he would say, taiho, taiho. And I think it wasn't until like later on that I put it together that that's what he was saying. I just thought that was the word to tell the horse to stop.
I love the story.
Taihoa is the way we can ask someone to hold up, wait a minute, stop. Taihoa, taihoa.
Taihoa.
Wait a minute.
Mm.
Taihoa. But we can also add on, there's lots of like good phrases that use taihoa. So you could say, don't go yet.
Taihoa e haere.
Taihoa e haere. Follow the same structure is the same. We also, the same way we would say like, oh, don't speak too soon. Don't speak just yet.
Taihoa e kōrero.
Mm-hmm. That same kind of phrase to be like, don't celebrate too soon.
Mm. Like, mm. Don't count your eggs before they've hatched.
Uh-huh, aye. Taihoa e whakanui.
Mm.
Taihoa e huro. Like, don't huro yet. Huro is to celebrate.
Huro.
Taihoa e huro. And again, the opposite of that would be taihoa e tangi.
Mm.
Like, don't cry yet.
Yeah.
Taihoa e tangi. So all good phrases. Taihoa e kai, going back to the one you said earlier. It's a good one.
Mm.
Taihoa e kai. Me karakia te kai.
Mm.
Don't eat yet. We need to say karakia. There's a good kiwaha that's like, I'm going to get you. Or like, you're going to get yours. Like, you just you wait. Like, okay. That'll be it. Just you wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. Karma's comes back around.
Yeah.
Taihua kue yau.
Taihua kue yau.
Taihua kue yau.
Wait for me, essentially.
Yeah, wait. You wait, I'll get you.
Right.
Taihua kue yau.
Taihua kue yau.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Said in jest, and then maybe someone's a bit of banter, and they get the last word, and you're like, ah, you don't have a comeback, but you're like, taihua kue. Taihua kue yau.
I'll get you. Ka pai. Nice to have a kiwaha in there as well that uses the scoop.
Aye. A lot of these are very colloquial. But we all know the kupu taihua, most of us, I think, so we can add on now. Here's some ways we can add on. Another way that we add on is to talk about, like, taihua is used to say, like, soon, or you know, with a passing of a little bit of time. So, taihua koe kakite.
Taihua koe kakite.
Taihua koe kakite. You know, soon you'll see. We need a kaupapa. What's kaupapa?
Yeah.
How's the performance coming along? You know, you're putting together of your waiata and your stuff for your performance. And you're like, oh, taihua koe kakite. You know, wait and see.
Wait and see.
You'll see soon. Taihua koe kakite. You don't want to give anything away. Taihua tātou ka haere.
Taihua tātou ka haere.
Taihua tātou ka haere. How would you interpret that?
Well, wait until we go. Is it?
Taihua tātou ka haere. We'll go soon.
Ah, okay.
So here now, taihua is being used to say soon. Taihua koe ka kite, you'll see soon.
Okay.
Taihua tātou ka haere, we'll go soon.
We'll go soon, okay.
Taihua tātou ka kai.
We'll eat soon.
Aye. And notice how the subject is directly after taihua. Taihua koe, taihua tātou ka haere.
Well, you'd never say taihoia.
Taihoia ka kite.
Ka kite, all right.
He'll see soon. Oh, she'll see soon. Taihoia ka kite. All right.
Okay.
Kanui pia te rāne. Well, there's one more. Ko tatamutu.
Okay.
Taihoa ke nei is like shortly. Taihoa ke nei, another way to say soon or shortly. For example, if you're talking about something, and you kind of touch on something, but you're like, I'll elaborate on that a little bit later, shortly. Okay. It might be, taihua ke nei whakawhānui ai tērā kaupapa. So there, I'm saying, taihua ke nei shortly, whakawhānui ai, we'll elaborate, whakawhānui ai I tērā kaupapa, on that subject. So I'm using the verb and then the kupu ai, the particle ai.
Taihoa ake nei ka kai ai I te kai katoa.
I take out the ka, so it's like you go straight into the kupu mahi.
Okay. Taihoa ake nei kai ai tātou I te katoa.
Taihoa ake nei kai ai te katoa. Ai. Taihoa ake nei tātou kai ai te katoa.
Ah, okay. Tātou kai ai. So we need the subject before the tūmahi still.
Ai. Ai, the subject's going to come before the tūmahi. Then we've got the tūmahi and then ai. It might be a tūmahi hāngu as well. Very shortly, we'll listen to the new song.
Taihoa ake nei, tātou whakarongo
ai. Whakarongo ai?
Tātou whakarongo ai I te waiata.
Ki te waiata hou.
Ki te waiata, whakarongo ki.
Ai. Whakarongo ki.
Okay.
Taihoa ake nei, whakaoti ai, I nei kōrero. Very shortly, we'll conclude. Taihoa ake nei, whakaoti ai, I nei kōrero.
Ka pai e hoa.
He pātai.
What was that kupu you used to elaborate on?
Whakawhānui.
Whakawhānui. Cool.
Whakawhānui. To make something broader. Yeah, whakawhānui.
Ka pai.
Ka pai. Ka hoki mai anō, māua a tērā wiki. He akoranga hou, he kōrero hou, engari ka nui tēnei mo tēnei wā. Noho ora mai rā.
Hei ko nā.
Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mātāwai, kia ukaipō anō te reo.